My name is Kathleen Chen, and today's date is September 15th, Sunday. And then I'm speaking with my granddaughter, Emily Xie, in the city of in Los Angeles, California.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, my first question for you for this interview is, are there any significant moments, positive or negative, in your life that you think shaped you into the person you are today?
Yes. The significant moment is when I left Taiwan, my country, and come to America, because it's totally different two countries. That's what made me shape my life into a different person.
What were your circumstances like in Taiwan, and why did you choose to come to America?
I will start with my high school year. I passed by a store, always display lots of pictures about New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, beautiful picture of Yosemite, Yellowstone, and that store have English names called USIS, United States Information Center. And then one day this American guy, must be worker there, lead me upstairs. I find out upstairs there's a small library with the air condition. That is 60 years ago, 1960 something, and I was so happy. And then he introduced me, gave me so many pictures. Since I look at the picture, and there's a magazine called Look, LOOK. And then he gave it to me, the expired copy, and I start to read the language, and it becomes so interesting in study English. And then at that moment, build up my mindset, I had to go to America. During that time, Taiwan country was, then that was in high school, and then I started my college, and then at that time, the whole Taiwan is under martial law. It's very different. We don't have freedom of speech, and there are a lot of college students like to get together after school, talk about government not doing well, but you are not supposed to do that. And if you get catch by the government people, they put you in prison. And my brother was one of them. He's interesting, you can go attend those meetings, but he didn't do much. But anyway, they catch him, put him in prison. At that time, my dad decided, you know, my dad is a physician. He traveled all over the world, from Taiwan to Japan to China, Russia, and he sees other countries have lots of speech, you know, freedom of speech, democratic, and its outside world is so big. Taiwan is not only maybe double size of Los Angeles County. So my dad encouraged kids to go get out of the country. So my older brother and sister, they're already in Japan. So when these things happened to my younger brother, put in prison, my dad said, okay, maybe you think about going to America. And then that's the time I decide I better come to this country. That's why I start to prepare myself to come to America.
What was the immigration process like when you were traveling to America?
At that time, because we're a student, we graduate school. When you graduate from college, we have to pass. Chinese government said we have to pass overseas student exam. If you pass the exam, that's number one condition. Number two, if you have scholarship from U.S. university or colleges, and then number three, at least you have you have to have a private money of at least, I think at that time was $800 with you. Then they allowed you to get out of the country. That's the condition for overseas. I come to America as an overseas student to U.S.
I see.
Yeah, not an immigrant. We don't immigrate. We just come as an overseas student, come to U.S. to study.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. It's because not immigrant, nothing to do with an immigrant. It was later on in my life when I stayed in America for so long and then I can apply for immigration ship.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you think your life now is, how do you think your life would have been different if you had not like moved, if you had not moved to study in America or if you had stayed in Taiwan?
If I don't move in America, maybe like my dad say, it could be my family is on the blacklist of the government because since of my brother will have that idea of go against the government policy. So I may have chance that she tries to catch me or put me in prison. I don't know. I am a little bit scared at that time. I was scared. And then that's why my dad said, get out of the country. Outside world is so big and you will be able. So I went to USIS, the store I used to go, and get a 3 inches big book about 2,000 university and colleges in US. So I studied that. I read every single, I read the university address like UCLA, UC Berkeley, UC, like all different universities. The book will tell me the university, how many students, what they have offered, whether they have scholarship or not. So I sit down, I spend like six months studying the book. Every week I will write a letter and send one application to one university. So totally I applied maybe more than 35 universities. But at the end, I got three half tuition free scholarship from three universities. One is Women's University in Texas, one is a state university in Ohio, and the other one is Kansas. So I was lucky, get approved. And then when I interviewed at American Embassy in Taiwan, they said, okay, you have tuition and plus your own fee, then I will let you go to America. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to me. Yeah, my life changed since I arrived in America because from a very negative person under a martial law in Taiwan, I arrived as a freedom of speech country in America. So I became a very positive and very happy person. I work hard, I get whatever I want. So I become very positive, very happy in my life. I'm so thankful to this country all the time because I'm becoming a very happy person all the time. That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Grandma.
Okay. I hope.